Welcome to this coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, presented by Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builder Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Tomahawk Community Bank, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Shuny Trucking and Excavating. Now it's time for exciting Hatchet play-by-play action on WJJQ. Here's Hunter Baumgart.
Welcome to the Fieldhouse for exciting girls basketball action here tonight between Tomahawk and Northland Pines. It's a GNC battle as the Tomahawk Hatchets look for their first win of the Great Northern Conference schedule. Meanwhile, Northland Pines looking for their second GNC win. These two teams played back in December. Northland Pines got the victory over Tomahawk, and Tomahawk will try to turn that around tonight. I'm Hunter Baumgart. Welcome in to the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show as we get you set for girls basketball here tonight. You'll hear from Jeremy Balky coming up later in the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show. Head coach for the girls basketball team, John Long, is gone this week and next. And so Jeremy Balky and Tim Albert are kind of co-head coaching. And so I did the interview with Jeremy Balky, and you'll hear from him and some keys to the game coming up in just a bit. Northland Pines 3-10 overall, 1-4 in the conference. Tomahawk is 3-10 overall as well. They are 0-7 in the conference, looking for their first conference victory, as I mentioned, tonight. We'll come back and continue to preview this one after this. You're listening to the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show on WJJQ.
This is Dr. Jen from Fairmont Orthodontics, providing a professional service to families right here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. At Fairmont Orthodontics, we offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic care in a relaxed, family-friendly environment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces and Invisalign, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your overall confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or me, Dr. Jen. You're just a phone call away to achieving the smile you've always wanted. That's 715-359-1910. We are proud to have been providing exceptional orthodontics for every age for over 36 years, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show continues here at the Fieldhouse. Tomahawk and Northland Pines in girls basketball here tonight. Tomahawk has lost six in a row coming into this one. They beat Butternut in December but have not won since then. Tomahawk's three wins have been against Bowler, Shawamigan, and Butternut. Meanwhile, Northland Pines, they're on their own losing streak. They've lost four in a row and six of seven. They lost to Wittenberg-Burnhamwood earlier this week, 52-29. Something to watch tonight, Tomahawk has not played in a full week. Their last game was last Friday against Rhinelander, so they've had time to rest. And so that could prove, you know, as we get towards it later in this game, maybe Northland Pines is a little more tired than Tomahawk is, because Tomahawk has fresh legs, no doubt about it. And the thing about it is, too, Tomahawk's been nursing some injuries. Looks like Haley Liebelt is going to be out tonight. And so you look at Tomahawk and some of the injuries they've been nursing, and they're going to get some girls back tonight who might not have been able to play if this game was played, you know, a couple of nights ago. So that's the good news for the Tomahawk Hatchets as they go for their first conference victory here tonight. And again, I mentioned this before, but head coach John Long is gone tonight and next week, and so Jeremy Balky and Tim Albert are taking over the duties there. So you'll hear from Jeremy Balky in a moment, and we'll hear from him and the keys to tonight's game, and also how this past week has went with no games. You know, obviously, once you get into the season, it feels like you got a game, you know, almost every other night. But the past week, just how the schedule goes, the past week they haven't had any games. Tomahawk hasn't. But then next week, Tomahawk has four games. So Tomahawk's going to, you know, have four games in 5 days, basically, coming up next week. And so tonight's kind of their start of a busy stretch here for the Hatchet girls basketball team. Last time these two teams played was in December. Northland Pines got the victory over Tomahawk 41-22. They held them to 41 points to Tomahawk. Just the scoring was just not there for the Hatchets in that game. They're looking to make more buckets. And obviously at home, you usually make more buckets when you are at home because you can have that, you know, familiar hoop that you practice on every day. And I think that'll be the case tonight. You'll see a little more scoring for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Coming up next, you'll hear from assistant coach Jeremy Balke and some of the details about the team and tonight's game. That's coming up next right here on the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show.
If your bank isn't providing you with the service you deserve, maybe it's time to change banks. Hi, this is Angie from Tomahawk Community Bank, Merrill Community Bank, our local branch location. What makes us different from other financial institutions? You do. We are a mutual community bank, which means as a depositor, we are owned by you and not by stockholders. The earnings we generate have one purpose, to be invested back into the community and the community members we serve. We have products to meet every need, and if the thought of changing your automatic deposits and withdrawals is holding you back, don't let it. Our friendly staff is ready to help you make those changes with ease. We are FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Give us a call at 453-2144 or 536-7133. Choosing a bank that's right for you has never been easier when you make the switch to Tomahawk Community Bank and Merrill Community Bank.
Leading the Northwoods forward, Tomahawk Community Bank.
Come on, come on, choose health and motion for you.
Hi. This is Tim Thorson, doctor of physical therapy and founder of Health in Motion since 1994.
Most people know we treat back, neck, knee, and shoulder pain, but doctors of physical therapy also treat jaw pain, headaches, and dizziness. I can't stress enough what a key role a physical therapist should play in a person's overall health and well-being. And I'd urge anyone that's experiencing pain or any limitation in movement of any kind, give us a call. Chances are we are just what they're looking for. We currently have 8 clinics throughout northern Wisconsin to serve you with highly skilled doctors of physical therapy, and our friendly teams are passionate about what they do. Get a 15-minute no-obligation consult with appointment today and find out if physical therapy is the answer for you.
Call 453-6650 or himwi.com.
So come on.
Welcome back to the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show as we get you set for Tomahawk Hatchets girls basketball here on WJJQ as they host the Northland Pines Eagles at the Field House. And now let's bring on to the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show the assistant coach of the Tomahawk Hatchet girls basketball team. That is Jeremy Balke joining us as John Long, the head coach, is gone tonight. He'll be gone throughout next week. So, Jeremy, you are taking the reins, huh?
Yeah, for the short term at least, that'll be the case. And excited, looking forward to it. We have a run of games here that we feel like we can be pretty competitive in.
That's fantastic, and that starts obviously tonight with Northland Pines. We'll get to that specific game in a moment. How has this last week been? Because you guys haven't had any games, since last Friday. It's been a full week since you've played in a game, but then all of a sudden you start a stretch tonight where you have 4 games next week. So how does this, time of rest been nice for you guys?
It has. You know, we're kind of at the mid-season point right now, and I think it's been good for the players to have a little bit of a break from games. And we've taken it a little bit lighter this week, too, and I think that's been good mentally and physically for the kids. And had a good week of practice still, a good intense week of practice, but a little bit shorter than normal. And I think kids are fresh, and we're healing up, we're getting healthier, and they're ready to go.
That's great, and we've got the game coming up here in just a little while. Have you seen, as you've kind of watched this team, grow throughout the last, I guess we're now 2 months into the season, have you seen the girls kind of get closer and learn more to play with each other as the season's gone on?
For sure. You know, that's been one thing that's kind of been interesting this year is the dynamic of the team. We have 4 seniors, and then we have, a bunch of young kids, freshmen and sophomores, and a couple of juniors, but so meshing that together has been, been a little bit of a challenge, and I feel like it's coming along good now. We're getting to know each other better, and even the coaching staff being the first year, that's played a role too, but the team is definitely meshing, and I think this time off here of games has kind of helped us as well. We've done a couple team builder activities and feel really good about where we're at going into this next stretch.
That's great to hear. Jeremy Balke joining us here, Tomahawk girls basketball assistant coach and going to be the head coach tonight as they get set to take on Northland Pines in a GNC battle here tonight. You know, it's been a new coaching staff for you and John and Tim there have been the staff so far for this girls basketball team. What has it been like for you to, you know, be a part of this staff, and what's kind of been maybe your favorite part of coaching this team this year?
A lot of things, actually. I mean, I think all of us, you know, it was kind of a fairly short notice, and, you know, it took us a little bit to get up and running, but mm-hmm. we have quite a bit of experience. Tim and I coached together for several years on the boys' side, and obviously Tim's been a head coach for a long time, and John and Tim have followed the crew that are freshmen this year all the way through, and I was with the sophomores, so... You know, we know the girls fairly well, and we knew each other coming in. And I think we all bring a little bit different thing to the mix. But there's a lot of experience in regards to our coaching staff, and I think our philosophies mesh pretty well together. And I think that's been really exciting to this point. And you know, I feel like going forward as well, we have a very specific plan that we want to try to accomplish and bring the girls along. And, you know, I don't think the scores necessarily show it to this point in the season, but we've definitely seen the progress we're looking for.
That's great to hear. And yeah, exactly. You know, the scores may not show, but the scores don't always show the, you know, the entire story of the game. Jeremy Balke joining us for a couple more minutes here on the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show. As we look to tonight, the game against Northland Pines, what do you know about Northland Pines as they come into Tomahawk?
So we've played them once already this season, and the game was fairly competitive. We lost by, I think, 18 or 19 points, but felt like we competed. We didn't score very well in that first game, so that's going to be obviously a priority tonight. But we did hold them pretty well defensively, which we're going to have to do again tonight. They're athletic. They're an athletic team. And they like to get up and down, shoot a lot of perimeter shots. So we're placing a priority tonight on defending our perimeter. Our perimeter defense has to be really good. And then also defending the drive to the lane. Not as concerned about them in the post, but certainly on the perimeter and in transition, those are key points of emphasis for us tonight.
Gotcha. And I know something that Coach John Long has said on interviews before is you guys always, and, you know, I've seen this be a key to, you know, he's talked about as keys to the game, or maybe Tim has, that you guys want to play fast and you like to use that transition game.
We do. You know, we're not a super skilled team, and we need to get easy hoops. And one of the ways you can get easy hoops is in transition. So that is important to us too. Executing in the half court is important as well. Turnovers have been an issue for us all season, and that's something we've really focused on this week, especially is just, you know, make in the half court, making really good decisions and making sure we get shots instead of turnovers.
And that will be one of the keys tonight as Tomahawk takes on Northland Pines and girls basketball here in a little bit on WJJQ. Jeremy, really appreciate the time tonight, and good luck tonight against Northland Pines.
All right, thanks, Hunter.
That is Jeremy Balke, one of the assistant coaches for the Tomahawk Hatchets girls basketball team, and him and Tim Albert are taking the reins while John Long is gone for the next week or so. And so Jeremy was nice enough to join us tonight on the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show as we get you set for girls basketball here on WJJQ. The Hatchets and Northland Pines Eagles going to tip things off coming up in just a few minutes. Starting lineups and the opening tip-off in moments. You're listening to the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show on WJJQ.
As your local insurance agent in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that fits your needs best, personalized to help you make smarter choices about insurance. Calhoun Insurance Agency has the knowledge and combined experience of 30-plus years to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting close to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance Agency will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 224-3234.
1-800-359-5859 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance Agency, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
I can see clearly now.
Everyone at Tomahawk Eye Care wants to wish all the boys and girls sports teams good luck. Tomahawk Eye Care offers comprehensive eye exams and in-house lab for faster processing of eyeglasses. For all your eye care needs, call Tomahawk Eye Care, 224-2200. That's 224-2200. Better quality, better service, better vision. At Tomahawk Eye Care, 1334 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Tomahawk Eye Care, I care for you.
Mitch Bayer Construction can help you make your dream home a reality. Fully licensed and insured, they've been building custom homes, garages, and remodeling projects in the Tomahawk Lake Nokomis area since 1981. Professional design and plan service to accommodate your needs as well. Call 453-5190. That's 453-5190 for Mitch Bayer Construction. Mitch Bayer Construction is also a proud Hatchet VIP sports sponsor. High school sports builds character, and they wish the Hatchets the best of luck.
That concludes tonight's Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show here on WJJQ as the Tomahawk Hatchet girls basketball team takes on Northland Pines here tonight at the Field House. Just concluded the national anthem and we're getting set for the starting lineups. Let's give you the starting lineups for the Northland Pines Eagles. They come in 3-10 overall, 1-4 in the conference. Their coach is Josh Olivotti. And the starting lineups here, let's go with the Eagles. Number 10, Emily Rotier, Doug Mala, junior, 5'6". Also, senior 5'8", Kelty Neff. Senior 5'6", Samantha Huelskamp. Junior 5'6", Hadley Olivotti. And sophomore 5'6", Carly Huelskamp. So for Northland Pines, it is Doug Mala, Neff, Huelskamp, Olivotti, and Huelskamp. And for the Tomahawk Hatchets, here we go. It'll be guard, senior 5'6", Emily Mackey. The 5'5", sophomore, guard, Kiana Vacco. The 5'9", senior, Ella Jenlin. The 5'5", sophomore, guard, Bryn Balky. And the 5'9", senior, forward, Gracie Barnett. So for Tomahawk, it's Mackey, Vacco, Jenlin, Balky, and Barnett. We are getting set to go. We've got Greg Albert in the house. That means we're set for tip-off. Right on time. All right, Northland Pines and Tomahawk Hatchets here tonight. And Tomahawk going for their first conference win of the season. Tomahawk has fantastic intro music that they have in the background when they're announced. It's like it might be the like NBA on ESPN, like the na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah, I'm not going to sing anymore. We'll get to the game here so you don't have to hear my singing. Try to sing all the theme songs. Anyway, Tomahawk in the white jerseys, white shorts, black numbers, yellow letters, Northland Pines, blue jerseys, blue shorts, white numbers, white letters, red trim for Northland Pines. We are set to go. Tip off here at center court. Tomahawk and Northland Pines. Tomahawk will go left to right. Northland Pines will go right to left. And we are underway. Tip off goes to Tomahawk. And Jenlin hands it off to Vacco, and she'll bring it across the timeline for the Hatchets. She brings it to the top of the key, right side, Mackey. Mackey inside now to Barnett, outside, left side to Balky. Balky over to Mackey. Mackey skip pass all the way left side. It's Barnett in the corner. One dribble now all the way across, Mackey on the right wing. Hands it off to Balky in the corner, back to Mackey, right wing. All the way across left side, it's Vacco. Got a drive, stop, kick, top of the key, Jenlin, right side, Mackey. Mackey guarded by Olivotti. Now left side, it is Vacco. Drives, two up, no good, air ball, rebound by Northland Pines, and they'll come the other way with it. As Olivotti comes the other way and hands it off to Samantha Huelskamp. Huelskamp, their leading scorer, averages about 11 points a game. So one of the keys for Tomahawk is going to be stopping her tonight. All right, Northland Pines with it on the right side. Huelskamp, top of the key, Olivotti, left side Huelskamp. Now to Carly Huelskamp, trying to get it inside. Ball knocked around, ball's on the ground, and a kickball, and it'll go to Tomahawk. Just underway in this one here tonight, Hatchet Girls Basketball on WJJQ, a little earlier start. They inbound it to Mackey in the backcourt. Northland Pines doing a little full-court press, little 2-3 here. And just a heave down to Balky and a wide receiver type catch. And they say travel on the far side. So Balky took one too many steps trying to make that catch on the far side. And Northland Pines will come the other way with it. Keys from the coaches tonight for Tomahawk. Play fast, finish at the rim, hit open shots, convert from the free throw line. And limit those turnovers as well. All right, they get it inside. Try to get it inside to Doug Mala. She saves it before it goes out of bounds. She gets it into Huelskamp. Now Olivotti with it, top of the key. Looking around for someone to pass it to. Gets it in. It's bounced away. Tomahawk comes out with it. Turnovers aplenty early in this one. Vaco brings it down for Tomahawk. She almost lost it. Got it back. Picks it up. Gives it over to Mackey. Left side. She'll bring it to the AE of the Hatchets logo. Right side, Vaco on the right wing in front of the Northland Pines bench. Over to Balky. Balky lost it. Got it back. Has to stop. And now gets it back to Vaco. Now to Mackey. Mackey guarded by Huelskamp. Jenlin left side into Barnett. Barnett back to Jenlin, left side to Mackey, top of the key for Tomahawk. Scoreless, almost 2 minutes into this one. Balky on the right side for Tomahawk. Looking for someone to pass it to. Gets it to Jenlin, right side of the free throw line, into Barnett. Barnett, couple of dribbles out to Mackey, lost the basketball. Mackey gets it back now, going to drive, up for two in the lane. Good. Emily Mackey for two, and the Hatchets score first. It's 2-0 Tomahawk. As Samantha Huelskamp brings it down for Northland Pines. Left side, it's Olivotti, guarded by Balky on the left wing. Couple of dribbles at the right hand, back to Huelskamp, top of the key. Right side to Doug Mala. Doug Mala gets it into Neff. Neff now to Huelskamp, outside to Doug Mala. Doug Mala with it on the right side. Now top of the key to Huelskamp, left side Olivotti, guarded by Bryn Balky on the left wing. Couple of dribbles at the left hand, crosses over right hand. Now to top of the key to Huelskamp. Huelskamp drives, Mackey on her three for Doug Mala on the far side. That's an air ball, out of bounds off of Northland Pines, and Tomahawk will get the basketball. Northland Pines with a substitution as Aubrey Beyer comes in. And exiting is Kelty Neff. All right, Tomahawk to inbound here. Full court press here for Northland Pines as Vaco looks to break it. Balky, Jenlin. And it's going to be intercepted by Northland Pines. Coming the other way with it. Just into the game, it's Beyer. Right side, Doug Mala. Thought about the three. She missed one last possession all the way across to Huelskamp. Now gets it out to Olivotti for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Olivotti. Gets her own. That shot is an air ball. Huelskamp comes up with it, though, for Pines. Gets it over to Doug Mala. Top of the key, and Northland Pines will reset. Second chance opportunity for the Eagles. Huelskamp, left side to Olivotti, guarded by Balky on the left wing. One dribble out to Huelskamp, right side. Samantha Huelskamp, their leading scorer, dribbles. Now tries to get it inside. It's nearly tipped away. It is tipped away. Gracie Barnett comes out of there with it for Tomahawk. Gets it over to Vaco. Tomahawk will dribble down the floor. It's Vaco, guarded by Huelskamp. With it, right side. Now going to drive. Splits defenders and goes into the lane and is fouled. Nice drive there by Kiana Vaco, the Tomahawk 5'5 sophomore. Very young team, as Jeremy Balky said in the Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show. It's a young team, but a team that's getting a lot of great experience when it comes to varsity. Free throw up by Vaco and no good. One of the keys to the game here for Tomahawk, convert at the free throw line. When you get chances to score at the line, got to convert those. See if she can make the second here. Couple of dribbles. Free throw is up, and it is off the rim. No good. Rebound gotten by Northland Pines. So Vaco goes 0 for 2 at the line, and Pines comes down with it. Left side, it's Doug Mala, guarded by Balky on the left wing. Looking to pass. Now gets it into Huelskamp. Huelskamp all the way across to Samantha Huelskamp. Out to Olivotti for a three. That's good. Hadley Olivotti for three, and that's her first points. First points for Northland Pines. 3-2 Pines, 4 minutes into this one here tonight. Jenlin surveys, gets it across the timeline to Barnett. Now gets it into Mackey, cutting in the lane. Mackey up for two and good. Great ball movement. Tomahawk bench loves it. Emily Mackey's got all four for Tomahawk. It's 4-3 Hatchets, 13:45 to go first half. Samantha Huelskamp right side, Doug Mala guarded by Vaco on the right wing. Passes it back to Huelskamp, top of the key. Drives. Now stops on the right wing, all the way across to Alavadi. Inside, they lost it. Mackey comes out of there with it for the Hatchets. Mackey slows it down, waits for her offense to catch up. Top of the key, Mackey for three. You betcha, go get you for Emily Mackey. It's 7-3 Tomahawk early going. Mackey's got all seven. She's in the zone so far for the Hatchets. Huelskamp with it, left side, off to Alavadi, inside to Huelskamp. Double guarded inside, now gets back to Alavadi, who has the only points for Pines tonight. It was a tray ball. Huelskamp with it, top of the key, guarded by Mackey. Samantha Huelskamp yet to score so far tonight. They get it into Beyer, to Doug Mala in the lane, under the basket, gets it to Huelskamp, out to Alavadi for a two, and that's no good. Huelskamp, the rebound, put back is good. Offensive board works for Northland Pines. Carly Huelskamp with the score. It's 7-5, 12:40 to go first half. Hatchett's trying to break the full court press, and they throw it away. It's intercepted by Carly Huelskamp, and she gets it ahead to Samantha Huelskamp, her sister. She's with it right side to Doug Mala in the right corner. And the ball tipped away off of Tomahawk. Northland Pines will retain possession. 12:27 to go first half, 7-5. Northland Pines down two, Tomahawk up two. Bryn Balke subs out. Claire Albert in for the first time tonight for the Hatchets. Also in for Northland Pines is Sarah Nagel, in for Doug Mala. And Mackey comes out as well as Lydia Zert comes in for Tomahawk. Mackey all 7 points so far tonight for the Hatchets. Someone else is now going to have to score for the Hatchets with her on the bench. Huelskamp with it right side, all the way left side now to Alavadi. Inside to Beyer. Beyer finds Nagel for two. Short. And Vacco comes out of there with it for Tomahawk. Vacco quickly across the timeline. Trying to get past the defender. Gets it out to Albert. Left side now to Jenlin. Dessert left side for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Northland Pines. Just short on that three by Lydia Zert. Huelskamp left side to Alavadi. Alavadi with it. Top of the key now to Huelskamp. Samantha. Nice pass right side to Nagel. Nagel inside, and we have a travel by Nagel before the pass. And Tomahawk will get possession. 7-5 Hatchets. 11:46 to go first half. Timeout, Northland Pines. Hatchets with a 2-point lead. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchets Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchett student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchetts.
Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk can help you buy the property of your dreams or help you sell your property. Ed and Chris Roche have 40-plus years of combined experience selling in the North Woods, from country homes to city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting land, waterfront homes, and commercial properties. Call Woodland Lakes Realty, 224-3800. Stop by their office on North 4th Street. All their properties are online at woodlandlakesrealty.com. The smart, no-hassle way to buy or sell your property. Woodland Lakes Realty, Tomahawk.
Tomahawk Hatchets up 7-5, 11:46 to go here in the first half out of the Northland Pines timeout. And Tomahawk with the basketball. Gracie Barnett to Albert. Albert across the timeline, lost it. Barnett picks it up in the lane, up for two. That's no good. Rebound Northland Pines. They'll come the other way with it. 11:30 to go here in this first half. Northland Pines and Tomahawk battling in a GNC girls basketball game here tonight from the field house. Left side, it's Alavadi, guarded by Albert. Now gets it top of the key. Neff, right side now to Huelskamp. Trying to get it inside, and Jenlin tips it away. Who's going to grab it? Northland Pines grabs it under the basket. And a two by Huelskamp is off the rim, no good. And a rebound by Jenlin. And Tomahawk comes out of there with it. Almost forced a turnover, able to get the defensive rebound. 11 minutes to go, first half, 7-5 Hatchets. Vacco across the timeline to Albert. Left side to Jenlin, in the corner to Barnett. Just inside the three-point line. Top of the key now to Albert. Albert, open three. Off the rim, no good. Had a good look. Northland Pines comes out of there with the defensive rebound. Samantha Huelskamp brings it down for Northland Pines. She averages 11 a game. The leading scorer for Northland Pines. She's been shut out so far. Carly Huelskamp drives, puts it up, and two is good. And I think we might have an offensive foul here. see what they call. Yeah, it will be. It will be on Huelscamp. That's her second foul. And the team's second as Paige Hodkowitz comes in for Northland Pines. As Carly Huelscamp has to come out of the game with those two fouls. Emily Mackey in for Tomahawk. Jenlin checks out. Mackey has all 7 points tonight for Tomahawk so far. Olivati with three and Huelscamp with two for Northland Pines. Carly Huelscamp, that is. All right, Lydia Zert with it. Left side now to Mackey into Barnett at the free throw line. Spin move up for two. No, off the rim and out of bounds there. I think they're going to call Albert for a reach over there. And they're going to get Claire Albert on that. That's going to be the team's first foul. And the Hatchets for the first foul not to happen until 7.5 into this one. That's a pretty good job by Tomahawk. Not a lot of unforced errors so far. Tomahawk doing all right, just needs to score. They've had good looks, too. That's the thing. Just haven't been able to knock down a couple of good looks. Northland Pines down by two with the basketball. Left side, it is Hodkowitz for Northland Pines. Guarded by Mackey and a travel. Nice defense there by Emily Mackey. She's been all over for Tomahawk. Scored seven and defense good as well. All right, Zert to inbound right in front of the Tomahawk Hatchet bench. They get it into Vaco in the backcourt. Couple of dribbles at the right hand, off to Claire Albert. Back to Vaco, still in the backcourt, off to Gracie Barnett, into Albert. Albert across the timeline. Stops and traveled. Northland Pines will come the other way. Northland Pines inbounds it. 9:55 to go here in the first half. 7-5, Tomahawk with the lead. Right side. It is Beyer to Hodkowitz. Back to Beyer. Two long and saved by Olivati. No, they're going to say she touched out of bounds while she touched the basketball. Out of bounds off Northland Pines. Tomahawk basketball. And Tomahawk going to call a timeout. 7-5 Tomahawk. 9:41 to go first half. You're listening to Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse. And my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ. Brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet sports sponsors.
Tomahawk with a 7-5 lead over Northland Pines. Girls basketball here tonight on WJJQ. 9:41 to go in this first half. It's been a good one so far. A little scoring drought, though. Nobody's scored in a while. That'd have to be about 3-4 minutes. Lydia Zert to inbound it. Albert with it in the backcourt. Tries to get it to Barnett. It's intercepted. Coming the other way is Northland Pines. Up for two. No good by Beyer. And the putback is no good but a foul. Nice job by Aubrey Beyer anticipating the pass there and intercepting the ball. And Kiana Vaco is called for the foul, her first, team second. And Samantha Huelscamp is at the line to shoot two. Free throw is up and good, 7-6. Huelscamp, that's her first points of the night. Point, I should say. Albert comes out, Balky in for Tomahawk. So now Mackey, Zert, Barnett, Vaco and Balky are out there for the Hatchets. Second free throw is off the back iron. No good. Defense, almost a defensive rebound, but Pines comes out of there with it, so they get another opportunity. They could take the lead with a basket. 7-6 Tomahawk, 9:27 to go, first half. Right side, it's Beyer. Inside and knocked away by Mackey. Barnett comes out of there with it. Barnett to Vaco. Vaco to Zert, right side, to the three-point line, and she traveled. All right, Northland Pines will come the other way with it. They'll inbound right in front of the Eagles bench. 7-6 the score. Tomahawk a one-point lead. 9:14 to go in this first half here from the field house tonight. Hunter Baumgart with you. Good to have you with us. Left side, Aubrey Beyer. Inside to Samantha Huelscamp. Back out to Beyer. Top of the key now to Nagel. Nagel back to Huelscamp. Got a drive, stop, and a blocking foul. going to be called on Tomahawk. And they'll call Lydia Zert for that one. Her first, team's third. Ella Jenlin going to come in for Tomahawk. Doug Mala along with Kelty Neff come in for North and Pines. 8:56 to go, first half, 7-6 Tomahawk. North and Pines inbounds out of their basket into Beyer to Huelskamp for three. That's off the rim, no good. Mackey comes out of there with the rebound quickly for Tomahawk. Across the timeline for the Hatchets. Drives, lane, up, two, no. Rebound by Huelskamp on the ground to Neff. Now coming the other way quickly, it's Northland Pines. Hodkowitz almost lost the basketball, now does lose it, but it's off of Tomahawk, and Northland Pines will get the basketball. All right. Northland Pines to inbound it. Hodkowitz gets it into Huelskamp, left side. Drives, puts it up, a floater, two, no good, and a foul. Foul going to be called on Emily Mackey. And going back to the line is Samantha Huelskamp, who was 1-for-2 last time she was at the charity stripe. 8:36 to go in the first half. 7-6 Tomahawk. Free throw is up and good. 7-7 the score. Last time these two teams met, Northland Pines with the victory 41-22 over Tomahawk back in December. Second free throw is up, and this one is good as well. So she goes 2-for-2 at the line. She has 3 points now, 8-7, Northland Pines with the one-point advantage, their first lead of the night. Jenlin, right about the half-court line, gets it over to Balky, back to Mackey. They need to get it over the timeline here, and they do. Mackey does. Left side now to Jenlin. Jenlin on the left wing, over to Mackey. Mackey guarded by Hodkowitz, trying to get it inside of Akko. It's tipped away. Hodkowitz trying to come the other way with it. She stops the dribble, right side to Doug Mala for three. That's good. Emily Rotier, Doug Mala for three, and a turnover on the Tomahawk Hatchets off the inbound, and Northland Pines will get the basketball. 11-7, Northland Pines now with the score, with the lead, I should say. They've scored the last 8 points. Northland Pines to inbound. They get it in, top of the key to Nagel, left side to Rotier, Doug Mala. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound put up, two is good, and the foul for Kelty Neff. Northland Pines starting to go on a run here. It's 13-7. And Ella Jenlin called for the foul. That's her first. So Tomahawk has five fouls all by different people. They have 7 points all by Emily Mackey. All right, at the line to try to make it a three-point play is Kelty Neff. Free throw is up and good. So it's 14-7, and just like that, the Northland Pines Eagles are up by seven and are doubling up the Hatchets. In a matter of moments, really. Vaco going to just take it right down the floor here. A couple of dribbles, puts it up for two. No good, but a foul. Vaco being aggressive there. And she'll go to the line, I think.
Eagle foul, 12, Kelty Neff, her first team.
And that is going to be on Kelty Neff. That's her first. Vaco's going to be shooting two here on the shooting foul. Free throw is up and off the rim, no good. Vaco is 0-for-3 at the line so far tonight. Second free throw upcoming here for the Hatchets. Couple of dribbles for Vaco. Free throw coming. It is up and it is no good. Off the rim, Northland Pines comes out of there with it. Vaco, unfortunately, hasn't made a free throw so far in four attempts. Northland Pines comes down with it. Nagel for two. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. Balky trying to get out of there with it, and Pines comes out of there with it. Neff. Doug Mala, right side to Nagel. Nagel on the right wing. Hands it off to Hodkowitz for three. That's off the backboard, no good. Balky with the rebound for the Hatchets. They get it to Vaco. Vaco almost lost in the backcourt. Full court press for Northland Pines. They get it to Mackey, who gets it ahead to Jenlin. Jenlin into Barnett. Guarded, double guarded in the lane. Post up for two. That's no good, but a foul. And Barnett will shoot two of the line. And so Northland Pines will have that foul be on Aubrey Beyer. That's her first, team's fourth. And Barnett at the line to shoot two. First free throw is up and no good. Tomahawk 0-for-5 at the line right now. And one of their keys to the game was hit free throws, because those are free points. With the game stopped, that you can score on. Second free throw is up and no good. And Northland Pines comes out of there with it. Neff quickly up the floor for Northland Pines with it on the right side for two. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. Balky chasing after it. Northland Pines stepped out of bounds while they tried to grab it, and Tomahawk will get the basketball going from left to right. 7:12 to go first half. Hatchett's down 14-7. It's about a 5-7 minute scoring drought right now for Tomahawk. Emily Mackey, the only one on the board. For the Hatchets, Balky nearly gets it intercepted on the inbound pass, but it's knocked out by Rotier Dugmala of Northland Pines. So Tomahawk to inbound it right in front of their bench. All right, Balky looking for someone to pass it to here. Gets it into Vacco, way in the backcourt. Guarded by Alavati. Vacco behind the back. Dribble. Now gets it ahead to Mackey. Threw it away nearly. Jenlin comes up with it on the right side. Jenlin into Barnett. Barnett in the right post. Kicks it out. Ball knocked away. Northland Pines. Alavati gets it to Rotier Dugmala. She takes it across the timeline for Northland Pines. Kicks it out right side to Nagel. Inside now to Beyer. She puts it up for two. That's no good. Rebound Northland Pines. Neff for two. That's long. Rebound fought for. Beyer comes out of there with it. Dugmala inside to Neff. Neff one dribble. Puts it up for two. Outbound shot. No good. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds off of Northland Pines. And Tomahawk will come down from left to right with it on this inbound pass. Northland Pines had like three or four chances there and could not convert. Timeout Tomahawk. 14-7 Northland Pines. 6:36 to go in the first half. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
The School District of Tomahawk welcomes our listeners to this Hatchet Sports broadcast. The School District of Tomahawk believes they offer students the best of both worlds. They're large enough to offer a comprehensive academic program with cutting-edge technology, yet small enough to provide all students and families with the personal attention they deserve. For the latest happenings, listen to WJJQ, log on to tomahawk.k12.wy.us, or follow the School District of Tomahawk on Facebook.
Tomahawk Hatchets down 14-7 in girls basketball here tonight at the Fieldhouse. Coming out of the Tomahawk timeout, they'll get the basketball going from left to right here at the Fieldhouse. They were up 7-3, Northland Pines since then on 11-0 run. See if Tomahawk can come down and score here. Bryn Balky to inbound it. And Mackey with it left side. Still in the backcourt, guarded by Alavati. Makes a move. Nice job to get past Alavati. Mackey stops. Free throw line extended for two. That's off the backboard. No good. Rebound Jenlin up for two. No good. Rebound gotten by Northland Pines. So they had a second chance opportunity on the offensive board. Just couldn't convert. Northland Pines comes down with it. Alavati right side to Dugmala. Dugmala stops the dribble. She traveled. And Tomahawk will get the basketball. Balky to inbound. Balky looking for someone to inbound it to here. And that's a 5-second violation. Balky looking for someone there, and you only have 5 seconds to get the inbound pass, and unfortunately the 5 seconds expired there. So Northland Pines to inbound out of their basket. They get it into Alavati. Couple of dribbles up for two. That's good. Hadley Alavati for two. She's got five tonight to lead Northland Pines, and the Hatchets will come down with it. 16-7 Tomahawk. Emily Mackey quickly down the floor. Outlet pass right side to Jenlin for two. That's good. Ella Jenlin's first points of the night. First time anyone on Tomahawk has scored except Mackey. About 12 minutes into this one, 5:46 to go, 16-9. Northland Pines with the 7-point advantage. Dugmala with it, top of the key. Left side, it's Neff. Neff guarded by Balky on the left side. Now gets it into Beyer. Kicks it out. Nagel for three. That's short. Neff gets the rebound, puts it up for two, and good. Kelty Neff now has five for Northland Pines to tie the leading score on Pines. And the inbound is off of, let's see who.
Eagle substitution 24, Samantha Newell's.
Let's see who's got it here.
Claire Albert.
All right, they're going to bring Claire Albert in. So it's going to be Tomahawk ball. He signaled Northland Pines ball. So that was all very confusing, but everything's straightened out because Vacco's running down the floor with the basketball. She puts it up for two. Coast to coast, you bet. California to New York. Kiana Vacco scores. It's 18-11. Huelskamp, left side. Nagel drives. Ooh, she hit the floor hard. Mackey with the collision there with Neff. Or sorry, with that was with Sarah Nagel. And she hit her head a little bit there. And athletic trainer Ryan Flynn going to go make sure she's all right. She has a seat on the bench. They're going to straighten things out. Referee's making sure everything's good here. And she got up and walked off. That was good. Mackie and Sarah Nagel of Northland Pines collided, and Sarah Nagel just kind of landed up on her back. I think it was just kind of a knock the wind out of her situation. Heelskamp three, no good. She gets her own rebound on the other side of the floor as it went way out off the rim. Heelskamp right side to Neff, and she traveled. And the Hatchets will go the other way with it. 18-11, Northland Pines with the lead. 4:55 to go here in this first half. Eventful first half nonetheless, no doubt about it. There's been a lot of action. Left side, it's Vaco. She gets hit hard into the floor. Heelskamp colliding with her. That'll be a foul on Samantha Heelskamp, her first.
Eagle foul, 24, Samantha Heelskamp.
That's the team's fifth. Claire Albert getting it in to Vaco. Vaco, the ball's tipped, gets it back. She collides, falls down, travel. Vaco hitting the floor a couple of times. Oh, man. A lot of collisions in this last minute or so. Man, oh, man. All right, Northland Pines gets it in. Doug Mala with it, top of the key for the Eagles. Left side it is Heelskamp. Heelskamp all the way across to Neff. Neff drives baseline, gets it to Heelskamp. Carly Heelskamp for two. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped and out of bounds off of Tomahawk, and Northland Pines to inbound it under their basket. 4:38 to go first half, 18-11 Pines. Kelty Neff to inbound, gets it in to Hodkiewicz. She puts it up. It's blocked by Claire Albert, but Neff gets the rebound. Two is up and good. Gets the block, but Neff is able to get the basket. 20-11 Northland Pines. Emily Mackey comes across the timeline with it. Gets it out to Barnett. Barnett, right post for two. Good. Gracie Barnett's first points of the night. 20-13, 4:15 to go first half. 7-point lead for Northland Pines. Samantha Heelskamp, right side. It is Doug Mala. Guarded by Vaco on the right wing. Hands it off now to Heelskamp. Kicks it at the top of the key to Hodkiewicz, two no good. Rebound by Heelskamp. That's no good. Emily Mackey comes down with the rebound for Tomahawk. 3:55 to go first half. 7-point lead for Pines. Claire Albert across the timeline for the Hatchets. Double guarded at the top of the key. Vaco left side now. Jenlin on the left wing. Overshoots Barnett on the pass. And timeout Northland Pines. 20-13 Northland Pines with the lead. 3:45 to go in this first half. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk and County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
Tomahawk Hatchets down 20-13 here in girls basketball tonight to Northland Pines. And Northland Pines will have the basketball coming out of this timeout. 3:45 to go in the first half. Update on the Tomahawk Hatchets. They are in the wrestling team. They are in Amherst for a dual tournament. They beat Parsling first, and they beat Manawa second. So they're 2-0 so far tonight. They'll play Amherst, or they'll wrestle Amherst next. Update on wrestling. Hatchet hockey in Waupaca tonight. All right, all the way across, right side. Now to Hodkiewicz. Quick ball movement into Heelskamp. No good. Rebound fought for, and Doug Mala comes out of there with it to Heelskamp. Samantha for two. That's long. Rebound Barnett. She nearly gets it knocked away. It did get knocked away. Heelskamp with it for Northland Pines and a foul on the Hatchets. Barnett had the basketball, and a nice job by the Northland Pines Eagles to grab the ball away. Claire Albert's second foul, team seventh of the first half, and so going to the line to shoot a 1-1. Will be Carly Heelskamp. She has 2 points tonight. 3:19 to go first half. Heelskamp, couple of dribbles with the right hand. Spins the ball, and the free throw is up and off the rim and in. And she'll get a second at the line. Heelskamp down with 3 points tonight, 21-13 Northland Pines. Northland Pines won the first meeting between these two by 19 points. All right, a couple of dribbles. Free throw is up and good. Northland Pines up 22-13, and Tomahawk will have the basketball. Northland Pines has had a couple of times. This is the third time where they've had a 9-point lead, which has been their biggest advantage tonight. Vaco to Mackey right at the center circle. Right side now to Albert in the corner. Guarded by Neff. Gets to Mackey. Double guarded. Inside to Barnett. Knocked away. Kelty Neff comes the other way. Ahead to Carly Huelskamp, but the pass was too far. And the Hatchets will get the basketball going the other way. So a break for Tomahawk as the pass goes long. 2:56 to go, first half, 22-13, Northland Pines. Mackey, Vaco, Albert, Jenlin, and Barnett out there for Tomahawk right now. They get it into Vaco. Vaco brings it down. No full court press here for Northland Pines. Up 9, 22-13. Albert, left side to Jenlin in the corner. Jenlin trying to get into Barnett. It's tipped around, and Northland Pines grabs it. Huelskamp coming the other way. It's Samantha. Drives in the lane, up for two. That's no good off the backboard. Had a good look. Mackey the rebound. Mackey will bring it down quickly. Mackey with it left side. Hands it off now to Jenlin. Jenlin to Vaco. Vaco drives, passes it to Albert right side. Back to Vaco. Vaco to Mackey, who's trying to put her hair back in a ponytail. She gets it to Barnett. Barnett trying to get it out of there, and there is a foul. Mackey goes crashing to the floor. A little bit of a try to flop there. But either way, Kelty Neff is called for the foul, her second, team sixth, and Tomahawk will inbound. 2:19 to go in this first half. Olivati coming in for Hodkowitz for the Pines Eagles. 22-13 Eagles. Albert to inbound for the Hatchets, looking for someone to get it into. Gets it into Jenlin. Jenlin to Vaco. Vaco to Emily Mackey. Inside now to Barnett. Barnett two off the backboard. Tough shot. Over a Northland Pines defender, she's able to get it with the right hand. 22-15, 2:05 to go in the game, or in the first half. I beg your pardon. Pass is knocked away by Mackey, but out of bounds. Mackey's been so good offensively. She's got 7 tonight. Defensively, she's tipped it away. Just that aggressive defense. She's been really able to wreak havoc. Kelty Neff to inbound. Gets it into Doug Mala. Doug Mala to Huelskamp, top of the key. To Neff, left side for two. That's long. Rebound by Jenlin. Jenlin trying to get it out of there, gets it to Albert. 1:53 to go, first half. Hatchets down by 7. Albert gets it across the timeline. Over to Vaco, top of the key. Looking at the offense, gets to Albert, right side. Albert back to Vaco, top of the key. Now skip pass to Mackey. Mackey for a long two. That's off the backboard, just off the rim, no good. Rebound, Huelskamp going the other way. Not a bad shot. Tomahawk coaches like it. Huelskamp dribbling down the floor, gets it out to Doug Mala. 1:30 to go. Huelskamp for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. Who's got it? And it's a foul. See what they call it on. It's going to be on Emily Mackey, her second foul. And going to the line will be Hadley Alabadi. As Aubrey Beyer comes in and Kelty Neff checks out for Northland Pines. Balky comes in for Mackey for the Hatchets. 1:23 to go, first half, 22-15. Northland Pines with the Eagles, yeah. Well, that is true. They are the Eagles, but they have the lead. Free throw is up and rims out. Jenlin the rebound. All right, see if Tomahawk can get a couple of more baskets here before halftime, or at least one more to get it within two possessions. Vaco, right side to Albert. Albert with it to the right wing, trying to get it into Barnett, and it's knocked away by Northland Pines. They'll come the other way with it. It's Samantha Huelskamp. Left side, Albert trying to tip it away. Nice aggressive defense. Huelskamp, top of the key for three for Northland Pines. That's good. Samantha Huelskamp. She averages 11 a game. She's got 6 so far, and Northland Pines with a 10-point advantage, their biggest of the night. That's a big three there for Northland Pines before halftime. Under a minute to play before half. Barnett with it left side. Off-balance shot, no good, but a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. She's 0 for 2 at the line so far tonight. 49 seconds to go in the first half, 25-15. By the way, Carly Huelskamp just got her third foul, so she's in foul trouble, not even done with the first half. Free throw is short by Barnett. Hatchett's now 0 for 7 at the line.
Eagle substitution, 20 page Hodkowitz.
And Huelskamp will check out. That's Carly Huelskamp. She's got 3 fouls now. Hodkowitz comes in. Free throw is up and good. So finally makes one there. Good to see the ball go through the net. Sometimes you just need to see the ball go through the net and a free throw. Maybe that'll give some momentum there for the Hatchets on the line. 25-16, Northland Pines with a 9-point advantage. Doug Mala with it, right side for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Balky of the Hatchets. Double guarded, and now a jump ball. That'll go to the Pines Eagles. All right. Northland Pines will inbound. All right. So we've got a warning on Coach Tim Albert. Just got a warning. Was saying Bryn Balky was hit in the face on that one, but no foul call. Northland Pines gets the jump ball. So we've got a warning on Coach Tim Albert. And now Northland Pines with the basketball. Ball tipped. Northland Pines grabs it. Top of the key, Doug Mala. Right side now to Olivotti. Olivotti double guarded. Now the two is up and good by Aubrey Beyer. And Tomahawk will come the other way with it. 27-16. Northland Pines with the lead. Tomahawk with the basketball. Vaco, left side to Balky, grabs it left side. Top of the key to Albert, right side to Vaco. 3 seconds to go. Jenlin for two. That's long. And that will do the first half. With the score, Northland Pines 27, Tomahawk 16. We'll be back with the halftime report after this. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball, WJJQ.
United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees, are proud of the accomplishments of their membership and are honored to salute our Hatchet student athletes dedicated to excellence in their sport and the classroom. United Steelworkers International 248 is happy to sponsor our team with play-by-play coverage on WJJQ. Good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International 248 Tomahawk Mill employees team.
Hometown Chiropractic Centers offer professional chiropractic care from children to seniors. Dr. Kelly Embry and Dr. Zoe Moore serve patients from the Tomahawk office, while Dr. Grace Nash serves patients in the Rhinelander office. New patients are always welcome, so call to schedule your visit in Tomahawk at 453-5365, in Rhinelander 365-1200, online tomahawkhometownchiro.com. Hometown Chiropractic Centers of Tomahawk and Rhinelander, proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care and proud to support our Tomahawk Hatchets.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last a lifetime. John J. Schuette Construction would like to wish the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck. If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home or by adding a pond, food plot, boulder retaining walls, or a new driveway, contact John J. Schuette Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Go Hatchets! From John J. Schuette Construction of Tomahawk.
Before or after the game, why not stop by at McDonald's in Tomahawk and Merrill? Try the new crispy chicken sandwiches. Take a bite, you'll find out what crispy, juicy, tender means. Whether it's a crispy, spicy, or deluxe, there's a new sandwich for everyone. McDonald's is looking to hire full and part-time employees. Flexible hours on various shifts. Apply in person at McDonald's of Tomahawk and Merrill, an equal opportunity employer.
Tomahawk Hatchets down 27-16 in girls basketball here at halftime to the Northland Pines Eagles. Northland Pines ending that first half on a 24-9 run, and they were down 7-3. Tomahawk had a 7-3 lead, but then Northland Pines came back and went up now 27-16 at halftime. And a lot of that was just some of your own doing, some of Tomahawk's own doing, just some unfortunate turnovers, and they got some good looks, especially the first half of that first half. Tomahawk was able to get some good looks, couple from three, couple inside, just couldn't knock them down. And one big thing, too, Tomahawk is 1-for-8 at the free throw line. And when you leave 7 points like that up there, even if you make three of them, let's say, you know, you're down 8 instead of 11. So, you know, those free throws, I'm sure Coach Tim Albert and Jeremy Balky are talking to the team and saying, hey, let's convert at the free throw line. Because right now, you make 7 free throws, boom, this is a 4-point game. So those free throws are big. And that was one of the keys for the team coming into this game was, we got to make our free throws. And so I'm sure that'll be an emphasis at halftime here tonight. Tomahawk going for their first conference victory. They are 0-7 in the conference. Northland Pines going for their second. The only win for Northland Pines in the conference so far this season has been over these Tomahawk Hatchets. You look at the foul trouble. Northland Pines' Carly Huelskamp has 3 fouls. She has 3 points. but she also has three fouls, and so we'll have to watch her in the second half. Also, Emily Mackey with two, Claire Albert with two for the Tomahawk Hatchets in that first half. We'll come back and go through the point totals and the scoring in that first half for each team. After this, you're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP Sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School Complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mir from Mir Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mir Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
Packaging Corporation of America Tomahawk Mill would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs with containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. Our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for their hard work and dedication.
If you plan to get organized here in the new year, stop by at Tomahawk Ace Hardware. They'll help you get organized and optimized with these red-hot buys. The 6-foot resin shelving unit, now $64.99. The 7 1/2 quart latching storage tote, $4.99. The 15-gallon heavy-duty tote is just $14.99. Organize and optimize with the help of Tomahawk Ace Hardware.
All right, the Tomahawk Hatchets girls basketball team down 27-16 to Northland Pines here at halftime. As the Hatchets' leading scorer in that first half was Emily Mackey. She had 7. Meanwhile, Gracie Barnett had 5, 2 from Vaco, and 2 from Ella Jenlin. For the Northland Pines Eagles, they were led by Kelty Neff. She had 7 in the first half, 6 for Samantha Huelskamp, who's usually their leading scorer, 5 for Hadley Alavati, and 3 for Carly Huelskamp, and 3 for Emily Rotier Dugmala. Those were the scoring totals in the first half by both teams, both Northland Pines and Tomahawk. About 3.5 minutes away from the second half action here tonight between Tomahawk and Northland Pines, and looking forward to this second half. We'll give you some keys to the second half after this. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
At Rylander GM, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. Jake has this to say about Rylander GM. I was treated exceptionally well. Bought 2 vehicles that day and got exactly what I wanted at the price we were looking to pay. Thank you for your patience with us and a shout out to the finance department for doing a great job finding me the interest rate I was looking for. Experience the Rylander GM difference yourself and let us welcome you to our family.
Let Carrier provide quiet and efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort and available at Hilge's LP Gas. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. And you can learn all the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier. Hilge's LP Gas, proudly serving our Northwoods area since 1958. Hilge's, for your healthy heating comfort. Call 453-3505 or visit hilge's.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent of Tomahawk, is proud to salute the Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes and their coaches this season. For nearly 30 years, Kevin has been serving our area. His mission is to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent, serving you from his office location at 201 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2000. 2085. For State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency.
Tomahawk Builder Supply, located at 120 North Railway Street, has been proudly serving the Tomahawk area for over 40 years. Tomahawk Builder Supply offers expert service and selection of materials and competitive prices right here locally without having to drive out of town. Whether you're a building contractor or a household handyman, you'll find what you need. Available Monday through Saturday at Tomahawk Builder Supply, 120 North Railway Street, Tomahawk. Phone 453-2757, and good luck, Hatchets, from Evan and his staff at Tomahawk Builder Supply.
Getting set for the second half here between Northland Pines and Tomahawk. Northland Pines with a 27-16 lead over Tomahawk in girls basketball here tonight. Head coach John Long on tonight and next week. So Jeremy Balke and Tim Albert doing the co-head coaching duties. And Tomahawk needs to get some rebounds. I think that's one of the big keys to the second half, getting, you know, not letting Northland Pines get any of those offensive boards. That's going to be big. Also, just knocking down the open shots that you have. Tomahawk had some good looks in the first half, just couldn't knock them down. And also, Tomahawk was 1-for-8 in the free throw line. And so that also has to be better in the second half as well. So some of those keys. Want to mention this. Congratulations to Tomahawk High School students Jack and Jacob for receiving eSports All-State Awards. Jack McGovern earned a spot on the Overwatch Division III All-State team for his role as the Jack of All Trades. Love that. Also, Jacob Anderson earned a spot on the Overwatch Division III All-Conference team for his support role as well. 2022 eSports All-State Awards to Jack McGovern and also Jacob Anderson. Congratulations to Jack and Jacob. We had members of the eSports team on about last month. It was about a month ago. On the sports queue, it was fun to just, you know, learn about something different like that, a different kind of sport, and competitive video games is the basic way to put it. All right, Tomahawk going to go right to left in this second half as the Hatchets will inbound. White jerseys, white shorts, Pines in the blue jerseys, blue shorts. They get into Mackey and a quick foul right away. And that foul is going to be on Aubrey Beyer, her second immediately. And the clock is running. Not really sure why. But anyway, they get into Mackey for two. Off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for and out of bounds off Northland Pines. Tomahawk will retain it. All right, Vaco to inbound. And Tomahawk to inbound under their basket here. They get it out to Bryn Balke. Lost it. Got it back. Pass was just a little long, but able to secure it. Top of the key. Balke, Vaco, Mackey, Barnett, and Jenlin out there. Vaco in the lane. Floater up two and no. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds off Northland Pines. Tomahawk will get it back. 17:30 to go in this game. 27-16 Pines. Northland Pines won the first meeting between these two. 41-22. Vaco gets it into Balke. Hands it off to Mackey. Top of the key for the Tomahawk Hatchets. On the H of the Hatchets logo here as they go right to left in the field house. Jenlin into Barnett. Out to Vaco. Long two for Vaco. That's good. Kiana knocks it down. She's got four tonight. 27-18 the score. Tomahawk down nine now. Back to single-digit deficit for the Hatchets. Right side, it is Beyer. Inside now to Alavati. It gets it into Carly Huelskamp for two. That's long. Rebound fought for and out of bounds off of Northland Pines. Tomahawk will get the basketball. Good start here to the second half for the Hatchets. See if they can keep it going. A minute into this second half, Hatchets down nine. Hatchets looking for their first. Hatchets first foul. All right, they get it. Kiana Vaco going to drive in the lane, and they are going to call an offensive foul on Kiana Vaco. So she drives and called for the offensive foul. That's her second, team's first. And Northland Pines will come the other way with it. 16:48 to go here in this second half. Right side, it's Huelskamp. Into the corner to Beyer. Right wing, it's Doug Mala. Huelskamp drives, puts it up for two. Samantha Huelskamp's got eight tonight to lead Northland Pines, she gets the Eagles on the board first in the second half. 29-18, Northland Pines. Mackey gets it ahead to Barnett. She lost it. Northland Pines comes up with it. It's Huelskamp. She lost it. Ball's loose. Gotten by Beyer. Hands it off to Huelskamp. Carly for three. That's off the backboard. No good. Jenlin the rebound. Fighting for it. And it's a jump ball. Possession to Northland Pines. So Northland Pines will inbound it. Huelskamp to inbound. Trying to find an Eagle. Gets it into her sister, Carly. That's a two, no good. Rebound, Jenlin. And the Hatchets will come down the floor with it. As I mentioned, one of the big things in this second half, if Tomahawk wants to come back, is getting the defensive rebounds. Not letting Northland Pines get the second opportunity. Jenlin with a right wing for the Hatchets. Into Barnett at the free throw line. Barnett. Dribbles once, stops, kicks, Balky, right side, now to Jenlin, top of the key to Vacco, left side to Mackey. Mackey with the left wing, guarded by Samantha Huelskamp, tries to get it into Jenlin, ball knocked away, Barnett comes out of there with it at the baseline. She's fouled by Aubrey Beyer. Beyer, that'll be her third foul, second in the half already for her. And Kelty Neff comes in for Northland Pines. She had 7 points in that first half to lead Pines. Coming out is Beyer. Catavaco to inbound, 15:48 to go in the game. Hatchets down 11. Vacco looking for someone to pass to. Gets it into Balky. Top of the key, left side Jenlin. Now to Vacco. Vacco a long two. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound Huelskamp. Carly to Samantha. Samantha Huelskamp brings it down across the timeline for the Eagles. She brings it to the right wing. Now kicks it left side to Dugmala. Dugmala splits defenders. Up floater in the lane, no good. Rebound Jenlin. Jenlin, double guard in the backcourt, gets it to Vacco, and she'll bring it down nice and easy for the Hatchets. 15:25 to go in the second half. They get it off to Mackey. Mackey with it on the left wing. Mackey tried to get it inside to Jenlin, gets it back, nearly got it back. Mackey dives for it. It's a jump ball. Possession, Tomahawk. All right, Tomahawk to inbound it right by the Tomahawk bench here. Mackey to inbound, 29-18, 15:14 to go in this second half. Mackey gets it into Jenlin. Back to Mackey. Left wing. Thought about the three. Gets it into Barnett. Into lane. Puts it up for two. That's no good, but a foul. She'll go to line to shoot two. That is going to be on Hadley Olivotti. That's her first. Team's third. And going to the line to shoot two is Gracie Barnett. She's 1-for-4 there tonight. Free throw is up and good. Nothing but net there for Gracie Barnett. She's got 6 so far tonight. And she'll try for a second free throw. A couple of dribbles at the right hand. Free throw is up and short. Rebound fought for. And Pines comes out of there with it. All right. Northland Pines comes down with the basketball. Olivotti right side now to Huelskamp. Guarded by Mackey inside to Carly Huelskamp for two. That's good. Carly Huelskamp's got 5 now tonight. 31-19. Pines back to a 12-point lead. Vacco across the timeline here for the Hatchets. Right side to Balky on the right wing. Back to Vacco, top of the key, and throws it away. Northland Pines to inbounds. Right in front of the Tomahawk Hatchet bench. 14:41 to go here in this second half. Pines with the basketball and a 12-point lead. Across the timeline, Doug Mala guarded by Mackey. Top of the key. Right side now to Samantha Huelskamp. Gets it into the corner to Kelty Neff. Neff in the corner. Back to Doug Mala. Doug Mala on the right wing. Guarded by Vacco. Now to Neff. Neff cutting inside as Huelskamp puts it up for two and good. Carly Huelskamp's got the last four for Northland Pines. It's 33-19. 14-point advantage for Northland Pines. Their biggest of the night. Pass to Jenlin. Right side goes off her hands and out of bounds. Tomahawk. Timeout. 33-19, Northland Pines with the lead, 14:15 to go, second half. You are listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Basketball on WJJQ.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, would like to welcome our listening audience to our radio coverage of our fine group of Hatchet student-athletes, and they're proud of the young people, their dedicated coaches, and great fans. Striving to improve yourself and your team is what being a part of a union is all about. So good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713. Proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor here on WJJQ and on our podcasts.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. Generations offers Tomahawk and the surrounding communities professional and dignified affordable services. Longtime Tomahawk Funeral Director Kevin J. Krieger and his sister Barry Ernst are proud alumni of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. from Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Phone 224-3182 and online at generationsfuneral.com.
Tomahawk Hatchets with a deficit of 14 as we play in the second half. 33-19 the score. Northland Pines with the lead. And Northland Pines to inbound. They get it into Doug Mala, who bring it up the floor from left to right for Northland Pines. Doug Mala with it, top of the key, left side to Huelskamp. Corner to Kelty Neff, guarded by Balky. Skip pass all the way across to Olivotti on the right side. Dribbles a couple of times, throws it right to Mackey. Mackey comes the other way for Tomahawk off the interception. Gets it into Balky. Balky stops, kicks outside to Vaco. Long two for Vaco. That's off the back iron, no good. Rebound Bryn Balky. And a tie-up and a jump ball. That'll go to, no, what are we going to call? Foul? They're going to call a foul on Northland Pines, Olivotti. All right, so Olivotti called for the foul on Northland Pines, so Albert will inbound for the Hatchets as she comes in. Zert comes in as well for Tomahawk. So Albert to inbound, 13:51 to go in this second half, 33-19 Northland Pines. All right, Albert to inbound. They get it into Barnett. Barnett for two. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, and that is a foul on Carly Huelskamp. And Albert's still down over there. And she's going to have to check out, I think. Yeah, Claire Albert's going to check out. Might have aggravated. She was coming in with a calf injury. Might have aggravated it. She'll talk with athletic trainer Ryan Flynn. So she comes out. They've now got Vaco in. So Vaco, Jenlin, Mackey, Zert, and Barnett are in for Tomahawk. As also Huelskamp, Carly Huelskamp, comes out for Northland Pines after picking up her fourth foul. All right, inbound Zert with it in the corner to Mackey, left wing. Gets it into Barnett. Barnett guarded by a couple of Pines Eagles. Puts it up for two. That's no good. In and out for Gracie Barnett. Northland Pines will come the other way with it. Right side, it's Doug Mala in the corner for Northland Pines. Gets it in now to Hodkowitz. Puts it up for two. That's long. Guarded or rebounded by Zert. And Zert trying to get it out of there. Does to Vaco. Vaco across the timeline. Nice pass ahead to Barnett in the lane. Up for two. No. Rebound fought for. Still being fought for. Barnett trying to get the rebound. She falls down. And the, let's see. What do we call here? We called a foul. They're just going to say, okay, they're just going to say out of bounds on Northland Pines. And that ball is tipped out. Tomahawk will retain possession. Vaco to inbound right in front of the Tomahawk bench. 13:07 to go in the second half. Vaco inside to Jenlin. Jenlin back to Vaco. Vaco left side, gets it to Jenlin left wing. Top of the key now to Mackey. Mackey a long three. That's off the back iron, no good. Barnett the rebound. Two no good. Rebound Northland Pines. Huelskamp comes the other way with it. Samantha in the lane up for two. They're going to call foul. Let's see who they call it on. That's going to be on Kiana Vaco. That's going to be Kiana Vaco's third foul. Tried to take the charge. Gets called for the foul and going to the line for the Eagles as Samantha Huelskamp. She's got 8 points so far. Free throw up and good. I believe she's now 4 for 5 at the line. Kelty Neff comes out. Olivotti in for Northland Pines. 34-19, Pines with the lead. Free throw is up and good. So Huelskamp now with 10 points. She averages 11 a game. She's nearing that total. Zert into Albert, or sorry, into Mackey. Gets it now to Jenlin. Jenlin looking to pass it and throws it above Kiana Vaco and right to a crowd member who makes a nice catch. He wants some love over there, saying, hey, I caught it. It's a nice catch over there. He is wearing a Hatchet shirt, but he is not a player. He is not on the floor. So it counts as out of bounds. Pines, Eagles with the basketball. Top of the key, it's Doug Mala. Right side now to Huelskamp. Samantha Huelskamp hands it off now to Beyer. Back to Huelskamp, up for two. That's off the back iron, no good. Olivotti offensive board, up for two. That's no good, but a foul. And that is going to be a foul on Gracie Barnett. That's her first. Team's third. And Olivotti will be at the line for Northland Pines. Olivotti, a couple of dribbles of the basketball at the line. It is up and good. She's now got six tonight. 36-19 now. Northland Pines has opened up a 17-point lead, their largest of the night. Second free throw upcoming. Free throw is no good. And lane violation on the Eagles, so that was why there was a whistle. Won't matter, though. Tomahawk will come the other way with it. Mackey with the basketball. 36-19 Northland Pines. Ball is tipped away. Hodkiewicz, and she is fouled. We'll see who the foul is on here. It's going to be on Emily Mackey. That is her fourth foul. And she is going to come out. I think she got hit in the face as well, so she's going to come out. Wait, how did she get hit in the face, but the foul was on Northland Pines? As Al Michaels would say, go figure. Anyway, 12-16 to go, second half. Free throw is up and good for Paige Hodkiewicz, her first point of the night. Now Mackey will check out. Balky in, so Balky, Zert, Barnett, Jenlin, and Vaco out there for Tomahawk. A couple of dribbles for Hodkiewicz. Second free throw is up and off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Kiana Vaco. And the Hatchets will bring it down. 37-19, Northland Pines with the lead. Ball tipped away. Zert gets it back for the Hatchets, and she decides to dribble it across the timeline. Picks it up, gets it to Balky. Balky looking for Barnett inside, has to pass to Zert. Zert right side, ball tipped. Now back to Balky. Balky for two. That's short. Rebound by Northland Pines. And they'll come the other way from left to right. Doug Mala across the timeline here for the Eagles. Surveys the offense at the top of the key. Guarded by Kiana Vaco here. Dribbles with the right hand. Now right side to Huelskamp. Inside to Hodkiewicz. Up for two. Too long, too high. And a rebound by Ella Jenlin of Tomahawk. They'll come the other way. 11:40 to go. Hatchets down by 18. Vaco, top of the key, left side to Balky. Now to Jenlin in the corner. To Barnett inside, tipped away. Hatchets retain possession. Rose Tyler going to come in for Northland Pines. In for Doug Mala. Tyler's first action of the night. Sarah Nagel, who was seen a lot in that first half, would assume out for the game with the head injury. She went crashing into the floor hard. She has ice on her head over there, so assume she is done for the night. That's probably why we're seeing Rose Tyler here. Vaco gets it into Zert on the left wing. So 11:30 to go here in the second half. Hatchets with the basketball after the Northland Pines Eagles tried to take it away but stepped out. Now we have a foul that is going to be called on Aubrey Beyer. That's her fourth. So you have a couple of Pines Eagles now with four fouls, including Aubrey Beyer and Carly Huelskamp, as coming in is Kelty Neff now for Northland Pines for Aubrey Beyer. Vaco gets it into Barnett. Double guarded on the left side. One dribble gets it to Zert left wing. Back to Vaco. Inside to Barnett. Barnett back out to Vaco. To Zert. Zert with it left wing. Now the ball is tipped away. Samantha Huelskamp. And the breakaway layup is no good. Zert the rebound. So a missed opportunity there for Samantha Huelskamp. And Tomahawk comes the other way with it. 11 minutes to go in the game. 37-19. Northland Pines with the lead. Zert with it right side for Tomahawk. Looking to someone to pass it to here. Gets it to Gracie Barnett. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. And Northland Pines tipped it out. So Tomahawk will get the basketball and retain possession. Claire Albert comes in for Lydia Zert. Good to see Claire Albert back in, after coming out with an apparent re-aggravation of that calf, but it looks like she's all right to play. That's good news. Albert with it, top of the key. Albert, left side to Balky. Balky looking to pass it, gets to Jenlin. Jenlin has it picked. Rose Tyler just picked it right away, but she lost the basketball, and Tomahawk will come the other way with it. 37-19, Northland Pines with the lead here. Albert to pass it in here. They get it into Jenlin on the left wing. Jenlin double guarded. Olivotti over there. Tyler as well. And a foul. See who that's going to be on. That's going to be on Hadley Olivotti. That's her third, team seventh. So going at the line to shoot a 1-1 will be Ella Jenlin. Jenlin's got 2 points tonight, both in the first half. Free throw is up and good. So she'll get a second opportunity at the line. She's got three now tonight, 1-for-1 at the free throw line. Free throw is up and good. So she goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line, 37-21. Northland Pines with a 16-point lead. Huelskamp right side to Olivotti, guarded by Vacco. Now left side to Kelty Neff. Neff left side in the corner. Hodkiewicz over to Huelskamp. Back to Hodkiewicz. Up for three. That's long. Jenlin tries to grab it. Tries to save it inbounds. Does. Albert comes out of there with it for the Hatchets. Nice effort by Jenlin to keep that alive. Albert going to stop at the free throw line. Little floater up and good. Claire Albert is on the board for the first time tonight. 37-23. Nice little scoring run of 4 points here for Tomahawk. Right side, it's Olivotti, guarded by Bryn Balke on the right wing. Into the corner to Hodkiewicz. Missed the three on the last possession. Olivotti now to Neff, top of the key. Left side to Huelskamp for three for Samantha. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for all the way at half court. And Northland Pines grabs it. Now the ball tipped away by Gracie Barnett. And at the most, or at the very least there, Gracie Barnett just tipping that ball away. We'll get Tomahawk to, you know, kind of reconvene here as Vacco went sailing trying to get the basketball and that rebound, so she had to come back to where the game was being played there. So good job by Barnett to kind of delay things. So Northland Pines still with the basketball. Olivotti with it on the right side, guarded by Balke. Hodkiewicz for two. That is off the rim, no good. Rebound gotten by Bryn Balke. Now to Vacco as Vacco brings it down the court. 37-23, Northland Pines with the lead. Hatchets have already scored more points in this one than they did against Northland Pines the first time when they lost 41-22. Barnett with it in the right corner. Now to Albert, right wing. Albert surveys the offense here for Tomahawk. Gets it to Vacco on the H of the Hatchets logo. Left side to Balke. Back to Vacco, top of the key. Vacco thought about the three. Now right side to Albert. Albert thought about the three as well. Back to Vacco. She's going to shoot this three. That's off. Ooh, off the backboard and rim. No good. Balke with a nice offensive board. Barnett for two. That is good. Great offensive board by Bryn Balke, setting up Barnett for two. She's got eight, 37-25, 6-0 run for the Hatchets. Huelskamp, top of the key for Northland Pines, guarded by Vacco. Hands it off to Olivotti, guarded by Balke, back to Huelskamp for three. That's good. Samantha Huelskamp for three for Northland Pines. Timeout, Northland Pines, 40-25. Eagles with the 15-point lead. 8:29 to go in the second half. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Register to win an instant pot courtesy of Crazy Fresh at Triggs while you're saving on Crazy Fresh Chili Mix 14 ounce, just $4. Crazy Fresh Pot Roast Mix 40 ounce, $7. Crazy Fresh Soup Mix 14 ounce for $4. And Crazy Fresh Stew Mix just $5. Save on all the time saving starter kit varieties in your instant pot for a meal in half the time. Register to win that instant pot courtesy of Crazy Fresh at Triggs.
Tomahawk Hatchets, we're on a 6-0 run there, but a three by Samantha Huelskamp is huge there to make it a 15-point game instead of what was a 12-point game. 40-25, obviously, you know, 12-15 isn't a huge point difference when it comes to overall, but when you're coming late in the game, halfway through this second half, you want to try to eliminate those threes. But Samantha Huelskamp is the leading scorer coming into the game for Northland Pines. That was the player that they were going to try to shut down and just, you know, wanted to try at least because she definitely could score with the best of them. She's got 13 points tonight to lead all scorers. All right, Tomahawk to inbound, 40-25. Northland Pines with the lead. Coming out of this timeout, the Hatchets have the basketball. That was a Northland Pines timeout after that shot. And the Barnett throws it away. Hodkiewicz coming down the floor with it for Northland Pines for two in the lane. Two, good. Hodkiewicz for two. Now this inbound pass is off of Northland Pines. Almost another steal for the Eagles. 42-25. Northland Pines 17-point lead with 8:13 to go. Albert looking, getting it into Mackey. Mackey looking for someone to pass it to. Mackey had the first 7 points of this basketball game for the Hatchets, but hasn't scored since. She's weaving in and out of defenders here, lost the basketball, got it back in the left corner in front of the Hatchets bench, gets it to Jenlin, now inside to Barnett. One dribble, puts it up for two, no good, but a foul. She'll go to the line and shoot a pair, where she is 1 for 4 at the line. No, 2 for 5. Or 6. She's made 2 free throws, let's put it that way. All right, free throw is up and off the back iron. No good. Nearly in, but not quite. All right. Second free throw coming here for Gracie Barnett. It's up and off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound by Northland Pines. And they'll come the other way with it. Doug Mata inside. Good. Doug Mala for 2. Rotier Dugmala now is 5. Those are her first points of the second half. 44-25. Northland Pines with a 19-point lead. That's their largest of the night. Vaco across the timeline here for the Hatchets. Vaco runs into a defender. And going to call an offensive foul on Kiana Vaco. Kiana Vaco, her 4th foul. Oh, they're going to say 3rd. Okay. I must have. 4th, okay. I thought 4th. PA said 3. I said 4. Or I said 3. They said 4. You catch all that? Either way, Kiana Vaco's got 4 fouls. One more. She would have to sit the rest of this one. Doug Mala with the right side. Gets it to Neff, left side. Guarded by Albert. And she passes it in. Now back to Neff for 3. Catch and shoot. No good. Rebound. Fought for. Jump ball. Possession. Eagles. 44-25. Pines with the lead. 7:16 to go. Second half. All right, inbounding it will be Aubrey Beyer, who's in with 4 fouls of her own for the Eagles. And that pass is way back behind the timeline, and Kiana Vaco just committed her 5th foul in the backcourt. And Vaco is going to have to exit this game, so Vaco will sit the rest of the way with 5 fouls. She'll finish with 4 points. Bryn Balky now in for the Hatchets. I mean, there's just been a lot of fouls in this game. I mean, both players on both teams have got foul trouble tonight. Doug Mala, now left side to Olivati, guarded by Albert. Olivati, top of the key, left side now to Kelty Neff. And plus, it was, you know, 7.5 minutes in the first half before Hatchets even got their first foul. That ball's tipped away by Bryn Balky. She's had a nice, scrappy game tonight. Some good rebounds and forcing the ball to go out there. All right, Neff with it right side now to Doug Mala. Doug Mala guarded by Balky. Balky outside, top of the key now to Kelty Neff. Inside to Hodkiewicz. And Barnett will come the other way with it as the Tomahawk Hatchets get a steal. 6:36 to go here in this second half. Albert across the timeline, and a foul, a reach-in, is going to be called on Paige Hodkiewicz. That's her first foul. Team's 9th of this half. You know, some crews just call more fouls. I mean, that's just how it is. It hasn't been lopsided either way, but just a lot of stoppages. And Samantha Huelskamp along with Lexi Thomas coming in for Northland Pines, checking out as Neff and Olivati. Albert will be at the line to shoot one and one here. Free throw is up and good for Albert. Second free throw coming up here. All right, couple of dribbles. Second free throw by Claire Albert is good. Swishing and a swishing. There you go, 44-27, 6.5 to go in the game. And Albert almost got the steal. Thomas with it left side. The pass is nearly tipped it away. And they get it into Hodkiewicz. Outside now to Huelskamp, top of the key. Right side it is Beyer. Beyer guarded by Balky. Gets to Hodkiewicz, right wing, guarded by Mackey. Right side now to Huelskamp. Thought about the 3, going to drive baseline, and she is fouled by Ella Jenlin. And Ella Jenlin is going to be called for her 2nd foul. 6:09 to go in this second half, 44-27 the score. Northland Pines with the lead. Samantha Huelskamp up, and free throw is good. She has made 6 free throws so far tonight. Shooting very well at the line. She'll shoot another. Try to get it back to a 19-point lead here. Second free throw is up and off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound fought for, and it's a jump ball. And the Tomahawk Hatchets will get it. So 1-4-2 goes Huelskamp at the line. Samantha Huelskamp now has 8 in the second half, 6 in the first. She's got 14 tonight. Mackey bringing it down the floor for the Hatchets. Nice pass to Barnett. Gets it across the timeline. Barnett stops. Looks Albert right side. Gets it to Balky, but that's tipped away by Huelskamp, and the Hatchets will retain possession. They'll inbound right in front of the Hatchet faithful on the far side. 5:58 to go here in this second half. 45-27, Northland Pines with the lead. They get it into Balky, left side to Mackey. Mackey surveying the defense, guarded by Lexi Thomas on the left wing. Couple of dribbles with the right hand by Mackey. Trying to get it into Barnett, tipped away. Balky gets it. Gets it to back to Mackey. Now back to Balky. Now trying to get into Barnett. Ball tipped away. They're trying to get it into Barnett inside, and it just has not worked out so well. Albert to inbound. And Albert trying to get into Mackey. Tipped away. Jenlin comes out of there. Drives baseline. Puts it up. A floater for two. That's no good. Rebound by Northland Pines. Huelskamp comes the other way. 5:39 to go in the game. Northland Pines by 18. Right side, it's Doug Mala for three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound by Gracie Barnett. Barnett holding it. Looking around. Gets it to Albert. Albert, couple of dribbles. Stutter steps. Now at the center circle, now going to get it across the timeline. Albert to Mackey, looking at the offense here for the Hatchets. Mackey with it right side. Left side to Barnett on the left wing. Inside to Jenlin. Jenlin in the lane for two. That is off the rim, no good. Rebound by Northland Pines. A couple of good looks here for Jenlin, just unfortunately hasn't had one go down. As coming down the floor is Byer. She lost it. Hodkowitz grabs the basketball. Gets it into Doug Mala at the free throw line. Now to Thomas for two. That's off the back iron. No good. Rebound fought for. Doug Mala comes out of there with it for Northland Pines. And now Albert picks it up. And she'll go the other way with it for the Hatchets. 4:48 to go. Inside to Jenlin. Jenlin's open layup is good. Good to see Ella Jenlin get one to go here. Three shots on three straight possessions and gets one to go. And the Tomahawk Hatchets will take a timeout. 45-29. Tomahawk down by 16. 4:44 to go in the second half. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and the athletes who participate. Located in downtown Tomahawk, Tomahawk Appliance and Home is your local appliance and home dealer. Whether you're looking for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, TV, mattress, or furniture, you can shop local by shopping at Tomahawk Appliance and Home. They represent quality and affordability, are knowledgeable, and stand behind their products. Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor.
Dr. Emily from Bowman Chiropractic of Tomahawk is proud to join the Hatchet Sports broadcast family. Dr. Emily is a proud alum of Tomahawk High School and happy to be back in Tomahawk and excited to welcome new patients of all ages to her practice. Call 453-2515 to schedule your appointment or for more information. Also online at bowmanchiro.wi.com. Dr. Emily from Bowman Chiropractic of Tomahawk. Happy to be a part of the Tomahawk community and wish the Hatchets good luck.
Tomahawk Hatchets and Northland Pines Eagles battling it out at the Fieldhouse here tonight on WJJQ. Hunter Baumgart with you from the Fieldhouse. Good one here so far tonight. And the Tomahawk Hatchets with the basketball. Mackey for two and good. Mackey finally on the board. She had the first 7 points for Tomahawk in this game. And now the pass is intercepted by Barnett, trying a little full court press here. Barnett for two. That's no good. Rushed the shot a little bit, maybe out of bounds off of Tomahawk. But hey, little full court press out of that Tomahawk timeout. Why not? 45-31. Maybe smelling a little run here. We shall see. All right, Hodkowitz comes out for Northland Pines. So they've got Byer, Thomas, Huelskamp, and Olivati out there, the Huelskamp sisters. And a full court press still here. And they get it into Thomas. Thomas ahead to Huelskamp. Huelskamp gets it into Byer for two and good. So the risk there is if you do a full court press, you leave girls open on the other end of the floor and they can take advantage of that. That's what they did. 47-31 Northland Pines. Barnett left side to Zert. Zert inside to Jenlin. Nice positioning. Up for two. High off the glass. You betcha for Ella Jenlin. Timeout Hatchets. 47-33. Northland Pines with the lead. 3:58 to go in the game. You're listening to Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
Tomahawk Hatchets with a timeout here, down 47-33, under four to play in this one. In girls basketball, the Tomahawk Hatchet wrestling team competing in the Amherst Dual Tournament, they went 3-0 tonight. Impressive. They beat Parsling, they beat Manawa, and they beat Amherst. And 3-0, they just beat Amherst 61-18. So great showing for Tomahawk Hatchet wrestling. Continues their impressive season. We'll have them on Thursday of next week against Mosinee right here at the Fieldhouse. All right, Huelskamp to inbound. And they get a nice pass in to try to make the full court press. They do. They get it. Try to get it down to Thomas. And Thomas, as she went flying out, tried to save it. And Gracie Barnett comes out of there with it for Tomahawk. They'll go the other way, Mackey. Across the timeline here for the Hatchets. She slows it down. 3:44 to go. Hatchets down 14. If they want to make this close, they got to go on a little bit of a run here. Mackey in the lane. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound by Carly Huelskamp. She gets it to Samantha Huelskamp, brings it across the timeline for the Northland Pines Eagles. Left side to Thomas. Thomas a long three. That's good.
Lexi Thomas for three.
The senior knocks it down for the Eagles. It's 50-33, back to a 17-point lead. Mackey drives in the lane, puts it up, floater, too strong. Rebound, Northland Pines. Not a bad look at all. All right. Huelskamp, top of the key, right side to Thomas, gets it into Olivati. Olivati inside to Beyer. Beyer, too good. Beyer has 4 points in the last couple of minutes after she didn't score throughout the first, you know, 7/8 of this game. They get it down, trying to get it down to Jenlin. That's out of bounds. And coming in for Northland Pines is Rose Tyler. Coming in for the Hatchets is Claire Albert. Emily Mackey checks out for the Hatchets, and Carly Huelskamp checks out for Pines. 2:53 to go in the game, 52-33. Northland Pines with a 19-point lead. And Northland Pines looking to get it in. They get it into Olivati, guarded by Bryn Balky. Trapped in the backcourt. Now gets it to Samantha Huelskamp. Now trying to get it down to Thomas. She has to save it again. This time does. Tyler up for two. That's no good. Rebound fought for. Beyer up for two. That's no good, but a foul. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. That foul is going to be on Lydia Zert, her second. Team's eighth. And Aubrey Beyer will be at the line to shoot two. First is up and good. 53-33, 20-point lead for Northland Pines. And if my memory serves, first time they've been up by 20 tonight. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound by Rose Tyler. Puts it up two, no good, and a foul. Got the offensive board there and going to go back to the line. Jenlin's called for the foul, her third, team's ninth. And Rose Tyler is at the line to shoot two, has not scored tonight. This free throw is up off the front of the rim, no good. And Rotir Dagmala comes in for Northland Pines for Samantha Huelskamp. Second free throw coming for Rose Tyler. That is up and off the back iron, no good. Rebound Gracie Barnett. Tyler goes 0 for 2 at the line, 53-33. Northland Pines with the lead, under three to play. Zert for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound is off of Gracie Barnett of Tomahawk. And Northland Pines will come the other way with it. A couple of substitutions here for Tomahawk coming in. As Kaylee Swan along with Gracie Long will come in for the Hatchets. Jenlin and Gracie Barnett check out. 2:29 to go in the game. Northland Pines with a 20-point lead. Dagmala with it, top of the key, left side to Olivati. Top of the key now to Dagmala, inside to Tyler. Tyler back to Dagmala, guarded by Albert. Now to Olivati, drives baseline up for two, good. 55-33. Dagmala with two there, she's got seven tonight. 2:04 to go in this game here tonight. Claire Albert, Balky left side. Now right side to Zert. Back to Albert, top of the key. Albert looking around. Now going to drive in the lane. Floater up to Albert. Good. Claire Albert for two. And she's now got five tonight, all in the second half. Dagmala brings it down right side to Thomas. Inside trying to get it to Beyer, out of bounds off of Tomahawk. 1:39 to go, 55-35. Northland Pines with the lead. Tomahawk's next game going to be against White Lake on Monday. Then they'll play Tigerton on Tuesday, Mosinee on Friday. Busy week next week for the Tomahawk Hatchets. Timeout, Northland Pines. They're up by 20. Coming up this weekend, full weekend of NFL action for you here on WJJQ. Tomorrow night, the Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers, 7:15 kickoff. Join me for the WJJQ Green and Gold preview starting at 6 o'clock. And you'll hear from the players and the coaches, expert guests. You'll hear my thoughts on the game. Full hour to get you set for for Green Bay Packers football here on WJJQ. Looking forward to that tomorrow night. I'll also be at Lambeau Field to cover the game. So pay attention to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram tomorrow for pictures and videos throughout the afternoon and evening as I give you the sights and sounds of Lambeau Field. Frozen tundra, and it's going to be frozen. Final forecast for Green Bay tomorrow night looking like 11 degrees at kickoff. Wind chill right around zero. It's going to be cold, and it's going to be playoff weather at Lambeau. Man, oh, man. What a matchup tomorrow night. You can hear it here on the Big Q. And then doubleheader on Sunday afternoon. Rams and Buccaneers, 1:30 pregame, 2:05 kickoff in Tampa. And then Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills will follow that here on WJJQ on Sunday night. All right, 1:39 to go here in this second half. 55-35, Northland Pines with the lead. Out of this timeout, they have the basketball. They get it over to Neff. Neff in the lane, puts it up for two. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for and still on the ground. Swan going for it. Swan picks it up out of there, trying to get it to someone. And the ball is just sitting there, and now a jump ball. And Northland Pines will get the basketball. All right, Northland Pines to inbound under their basket. 1:23 to go. All right, inbound into Alavati. Now to the free throw line to Dagmala. Nice move up for two and good in the foul. That was a nice move off the right side for Rotier Dagmala. And the foul is going to be on Lydia Zert, her third foul. And Dagmala with the two. She's got nine tonight. And at the line is Dagmala. For Northland Pines, shooting one to try to make it a three-point play, and she doesn't. Off the rim, no good. Long the rebound for Tomahawk. Gets it an outlet pass to Albert. 1:13 to go in the game. Pines, by 22. Albert with it, top of the key, right side to Balky. Balky guarded by Thomas. Puts a floater up for two, too strong. Rebound by Neff, and Pines comes back with it. A minute to go in the game. Ahead now to Tyler. Tyler guarded by Swan on the right post, and it's a travel by Rose Tyler with 54 seconds to go. And Tomahawk going to substitute here. Coming into the game for the Hatchets will be Maria Smith, and coming in for Claire Albert. Tomahawk will now have everybody into this game now with Maria Smith into the ball game. Zert, top of the key. Gets it to Balky. Balky, couple of dribbles. Now to Kaylee Swan. Swan, couple of dribbles. Stops. Kicks it out to Bryn Balky. Now to Zert, top of the key. Zert with 35 seconds to go. Back to Swan. Left side to Smith. Maria Smith for three. That's good! And the crowd erupts for Maria Smith, who drains the three from downtown. You betcha, go getcha for Maria Smith. Comes into the game and flushes the three. How about that? The reaction from the Tomahawk bench was everything you need to see and more. That was awesome. Barnett was halfway on the court. That was cool. Right into the ball game, and Maria Smith knocks it down. That'll be the end of the ball game, but what momentum to carry into the next game for Tomahawk as the Hatchets crowd around Maria Smith and high fives, hugs. Fantastic job by Maria Smith draining the three to end it here tonight. Final score 57-38. The Tomahawk Hatchets fall to Northland Pines. We'll be back to wrap things up after this. You're listening to Tomahawk Hatchets Girls Basketball on WJJQ.
The Park City Credit Union team would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and wish them the best of luck during this sporting event and all season long. The team at Park City Credit Union is here to help you with all your banking needs, from savings and checking accounts to loans for your home or vehicle. The Park City Credit Union salute our Hatchet teams and coaches. Park City Credit Unions in Tomahawk, Merrill, Minocqua, and Rhinelander. Insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics, providing a professional service to families right here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. At Fairman Orthodontics, we offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic care in a relaxed, family-friendly environment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces and Invisalign, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your overall confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or me, Dr. Jen. You're just a phone call away to achieving the smile you've always wanted. That's 715-359-1910. We are proud to have been providing exceptional orthodontics for every age for over 36 years, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Tomahawk Hatchet's fall to Northland Pines tonight, 57-38, your final in girls basketball. The Tomahawk Hatchets were led in scoring tonight with 9 points was Emily Mackey, 7 points for Ella Jenlin, 8 points for Gracie Barnett, 4 points for Kiana Vacco, 2 points for both Ella Jenlin and 2 points for Claire Albert, and also a three at the near the buzzer by Maria Smith, and she had three tonight with that three near the buzzer. For the Northland Pines Eagles, they were led in scoring by Samantha Huelskamp, 14, 7 for Carly Huelskamp, 7 for Kelty Neff, 9 for Emily Rotier-Dugmala, 6 for Hadley Alavati, and 3 for Lexi Thomas, 3 for Paige Hodkiewicz, and 4 for Aubrey Beyer. Those were the unofficial stats of tonight's ballgame between Northland Pines and Tomahawk. Northland Pines gets the 57-38 victory. They improved to 4-10 on the season, 2-4 in the conference. Tomahawk falls to 3-11 on the season and 0-8 in the conference. They have now lost 7 in a row since beating Butternut back in December. Northland Pines sweeps the season series. They won the first one by 19. They win the second one by 19. So just a little higher scoring matchup or high scoring final here tonight. Once again, the final 57-38, and another score tonight to give you. Tomahawk Hatchet Wrestling sweeps the Amherst Dual Tournament. They beat three teams in that tournament tonight. First, they beat Parsling, then they beat Manawa, and then they beat Amherst. So good job by the Hatchet Wrestlers tonight over there in Amherst. Tomahawk Hatchet Hockey playing Waupaca tonight, and that is ongoing as we speak. Also, the boys game against Northland Pines in Northland Pines happening as we speak as well. Right now, we'll have the full report on that tomorrow morning on the Morning Sports Report. Well, it's been a whole lot of fun here tonight. Great to see Maria Smith get that three at the end, send some momentum for the Hatchets into their next game, which will be on Monday, hosting White Lake. Our next Hatchet Sports broadcast is going to be the Hatchet Boys on Tuesday as they host White Lake here at the Fieldhouse. We'll have Hatchet Boys Basketball on Tuesday, Hatchet Wrestling on Thursday, and then Hatchet Hockey on Friday. That'll be our Hatchet Sports next week. Looking forward to it. Of course, tomorrow night, Packers and 49ers. I'll be headed to Lambeau tomorrow. Follow along on social media and listen to the WJJQ Green and Gold preview at 6, and we'll have full coverage of the game tomorrow night with a kickoff at 7:15. Kevin Harlan on the call right here on the Big Q tomorrow night. Once again, our final score, Northland Pines with the win, 57-38 over Tomahawk in girls basketball. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Stay warm. Go Pack, go. Good night.
You have been listening to exclusive coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hatchet Sports is a presentation of Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builder Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Tomahawk Community Bank, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Shuni Trucking and Excavating. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ.